producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Yay! Happy New Year! Oh my gosh, I miss being on air. This is so nice. Happy New Year. I'm pretty happy. I'm in a good mood. I have all this, you know, Christmas chocolate still floating around my studio, and so it already kind of put a dent in one of my New Year's resolutions. I had made a New Year's resolution to cut the carbs, you know, to cut the sugar. That lasted, you know, breakfast on New Year's Day. That was about it. I also made a New Year's resolution to spend more time with the kids. But after 2 weeks of them being off school, I'm really sick of them. Honestly, I don't want to watch another movie with them and have them fight. And I don't want to play another game of chess and they try and cheat and they get mad. When I play chess, one of the reasons why I do so well in chess is I sacrifice my queen to get their queen right off the bat. I notice a lot of people, they don't know how to play chess without a queen. So that's my advantage. If you guys ever play chess with me, I'm going to kill your queen. That's just the way it happens. I take my queen. You know how you move the pawns out of the way? You know, you got the pawns, and then they move their pawns in the beginning, and then you slide the pawn diagonal to take their pawn. All of a sudden, the queens are looking at each other going, oh, no, don't even think about it. Oh, no, you didn't. And then I take my queen, knock out their queen, and then I go check, right, because now my queen is right by the king. And sometimes I make a kissy sound going, ooh, you are such a handsome king. And then, you know, my kids are like, this is ridiculous. You just killed my queen, Mom. And then they kill my queen, and I could still play a mean game of chess. As long as I got both rooks and my bishops, I'm good. I don't really need the horsey thingies. I'm good with that. They're very confusing, too. What's the horse called? Knight. They're knights. Yeah, I don't need them. I don't need them. As long as I got my bishops and my rooks, I could win. So anyway, they get mad, and they throw a fit, and then they cry, and they don't let me, you know, they don't let me win the game, because they're all mad that they don't have their queen. You see, isn't it funny how kids are? They act like they don't need their mama. They don't need a big woman in control, okay? Anyway, it's a real shame. I think chess is a very demasculinizing game, because they give all the power to the queen. Women kind of like that, but if I was a guy, I would not like that at all. Because all the king gets to do is just move a spot here. Maybe he gets the castle. Meanwhile, the queen, man, she can move her little booty all over that chess set. So that's neither here nor there, but that's okay. All right, so yeah, I'm done. I'm ready for the kids to go back to school. I spent enough time with them. I mean, I yelled at them. I grounded them multiple times. I think I'm a cooler mom when they're away, you know, and I only see them, you know, when we pick them up at about 3:30 in the afternoon. So that's good. I also made a New Year's resolution to have more sex with my husband. I figured, you know, he deserves it, although I think he would prefer sex from somebody else, but that's okay. He's got me, and I think I'll take what he can get. And so that's a resolution, and I'm, I'm going to Walmart after my show to get some, you know, razors to shave my legs and try to make myself look a little bit more presentable for him. I think it's a nice New Year's resolution. Exercise, I already exercise a lot, so I really can't exercise more than I am. I exercise a lot, and so I don't have to do that. Be nice to the in-laws. I've already done that. Already did that. I sent a tweet, so I'm good there. And then be nice to my mother. I did. What we did is on New Year's Day, we invited her to go out with us to brunch. I grit my teeth. I sat on my hands, you know, so I wouldn't wring anyone's neck, and I got through it. So I'm going to do that. I'm going to try to see and spend more time with my mother this New Year's. And I know some of you guys are like, well, Dahlia, that doesn't help us. None of those New Year's resolutions helps us. Where's your New Year's resolution to come up with a better radio show? That's going to be like my New Year's resolution in 2018. Okay? Like baby steps. All right? Where's your New Year's resolution to wear an appropriately fitting bra? That's a tough one. That was not one of my New Year's resolutions. It should be. I see myself on TV and I didn't realize how many of you guys have to kind of turn your head just to get some symmetry in the picture. So I will. I may add that to my New Year's resolution. I know the guys at GCN would like me to be nicer to the crew at GCN and, not scream in the mic because that always messes up their levels. And I go, what? You know, that kind of thing. I know that. So I'll work on that. Okay, number what? Type of thing. So, that's my plan. That's my plan. So I'm pretty excited. I told you, nobody likes talking about New Year's resolutions. It's probably one of the most depressing things ever because Christmas is over and we love Christmas time. You know, the lights are going down, the decorations are going down, although I kind of leave my decorations up as long as possible until the Homeowners Association sends me a naughty note. I just, want to be the troublemaker. Yeah, I don't want to look like the goody two-shoes in the neighborhood. So I usually leave them up for a while. And then, but it's a hard time. Plus, everybody has to go back to work. I don't know about you, but I'm exhausted. I mean, I worked a lot this holiday. I did. I mean, our office was open every day, but the actual holiday of New Year's and Christmas, the kids, family in town, I'm exhausted. I'm coming back from New Year's exhausted. And now, on top of all that, I'm supposed to diet. I'm supposed to have more set. I'm supposed to wear a bra that aligns. No way. So one thing I'm doing in Southern Nevada is I'm hooking up with Steinberg Diagnostics, American Lung Association, and the Southern Nevada Health District to help people that are choosing to quit smoking. A lot of you guys made a New Year's resolution to quit smoking. Way to go. I'm going to be talking about this on News 3 today. So we came up with a program called New Year, New Lungs. A lot of you guys are like, okay, look, I got to work on my health. And good for you. And well, I'll give you guys some tips on how to get through the New Year's resolution because I know this time really, really stinks. And by the way, any of you guys having tips on quitting smoking or sticking to your diet or, getting through the in-laws, please call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. But for those of you who want to quit smoking for good, it's a free program. And between all of us at Steinberg, Southern Nevada Health District, American Lung Association, we kind of came up with something that I think is going to work really well. So go check us out at drdahlia.com and send us your info. We'll be right back.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
She's alive. She's alive. Alive.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. Happy 2016. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to John, who was working the dials, and a big thanks to you all. Call with your questions, your comments, your concerns, your compliments, but never criticisms to 1-877-DOC-DALI. I don't want to hear it. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC, D-A-L-I. I get enough criticism at home. Mom, your butt's too big. Mom, you can't cook. Mom, your hair looks funny. Alright, now I love my kids. It's just I'm so ready for them to be back at school. Some of you guys are asking me about this auto brewery syndrome defense that got a lady off DUI charges in New York. Did you guys hear about this? This is pretty cool. I mean, not cool for her. It's a shame, but it's an interesting story. There was a woman who was arrested for drunk driving charges, okay? But the charges got dropped. Because she suffers from a rare condition called auto brewery syndrome, where her body acts like a brewery and turns her food into alcohol. You know how many thousands of dollars we would save? Okay, no, don't go there. The unnamed woman lives in New York. She was arrested for driving with a blood alcohol level more than 4 times the legal limit. I mean, scary stuff. She then discovered she had a rare condition called this autobrewery syndrome, where her digestive system takes food and converts it into alcohol. This is according to her lawyer, Joe Marasek. A town judge in the Buffalo suburb of Hamburg dismissed the drunk driving charges this month after the lawyer presented a doctor's research showing the woman had the previously undiagnosed condition in which high levels of yeast in her intestines fermented high carbohydrate foods in alcohol. Now, I know some of you people out there are going, wait a second, I get yeast infections all the time. No, this is different. Okay, this is different. This is yeast in the gut. Okay, don't start getting all excited here. This rare condition, I guess, had been found back in the 1970s. It was first documented in Japan, and it's called gut fermentation syndrome. They say both medical and legal experts in the U.S. say it is being raised more frequently in drunk driving cases as it becomes more known. I don't understand how people just don't feel drunk and then they come to the doctor. I don't understand how I'm not seeing these people as often as a courtroom would, but I guess maybe they don't feel bad. They say the courts tend to be very skeptical of such claims. You have to be able to document the syndrome through recognized testing. Yeah, so you guys can't just sit there and every time you get a DUI, go, I have what's that syndrome I got? You can't be doing that. You can't be doing that in court. Okay, it has to be documented. The condition was first documented by the U.S., I guess, in a case in 2013 of a 61-year-old man who had been experiencing episodes of debilitating drunkenness without ever having drunk liquor. And let me see here. This patient, this one that was just, I guess, arrested and the charges dropped, insisted she hadn't had more than 3 drinks in the 6 hours before she was pulled over for erratic driving in October 2014. Her breathalyzer showed her blood alcohol content was 0.3%. That's huge. Now, apparently there was a doctor named Dr. Anoop Kanodia of Columbus, Ohio. He's the one that diagnosed her with autobrewery syndrome, prescribed a low-carbohydrate diet. It brought the situation under control to, you know, decrease the amount of yeast. I wonder if you could also be put on antifungals, you know, if you get treated for the yeast. Of course I'm going to think of pharmaceuticals. I'm a doctor, okay? Yes, a low-carbohydrate diet is nice, and that would work. But look, I've been, supposedly on a low-carb diet now since the New Year's, and that failed the first 30 minutes into New Year's, okay? So being on a low-carb diet is kind of difficult to do. So in the meantime, so she hasn't driving around killing anybody, I would be bringing up the pharmaceuticals. Sue me. Anyway, during the long wait for the appointment, Marusik arranged to have 2 nurses and a physician's assistant monitor his client for a day to document that she drank no alcohol and to take several blood samples for testing. I gotta tell you, I gotta hand it to this attorney for actually spending the money to have her go to a doctor. I mean, good for him. Usually, you know, we doctors and lawyers don't really seem to get along that well. But I mean, that was some pretty shrewd thinking on his part. Autobrewery system, known as gut fermentation syndrome, it's rare. All right, so you become drunk even though you didn't consume alcohol. They think it's due to overgrowth of yeast. And then you fail your breathalyzer test. By the way, in New York, the legal threshold for drunkenness is 0.08. They say while people in cases usually seek help because they feel drunk, his client didn't feel drunk. She had no idea she had the condition. She doesn't even feel tipsy. So you're walking around impaired and you don't feel it. So the woman right now, her name isn't being obviously publicized. The case has been sealed since the charges were dropped. And I guess she's a school teacher. And she had at the time bloodshot eyes, slurred speech, and failed several field sobriety tests. I wonder how she could teach, because if she comes to work like that, I wonder how, but I know she doesn't feel it, but looking like that, I'm surprised, you know, she still has a job. Even though she deserves a job, if this is a medical condition, just I'm wondering why this only came up now. All right. So, two other DUI cases happened in Ohio, in Texas and Oregon. And so the defense right now is being used for that. Pretty interesting stuff. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. All right, what else do we have here? Apparently a washing machine dispute led to a quadruple homicide. This is scary. This happened in Roland Heights, California. A man shot and killed his wife and two others in his home on New Year's Eve before his son wrestled the gun away and fatally shot him in a chain of events that was set off by them fighting over a washing machine. The two other victims were the son's 48-year-old girlfriend, who also lived in the house, and a 27-year-old man who was visiting. The father, 54 years old, was a heavy drinker, had a large gun collection, and authorities said that they had made multiple trips to the home previously. I'm not sure what was going on with the washing machine, but I guess that's where it all started. You know, when you look at these cases of domestic violence and domestic killings, many times the start is something small. I mean, everybody thinks, okay, you know, it's not going to happen in my house because nobody's cheating on each other or nobody's getting a divorce, so we're good. No, it builds up from something small. And I would love to set up, and I don't know how to do this because I'm so busy doing everything else, but I would love to set up some sort of classes teaching people how to fight and make it mandatory for anybody married or living with somebody or going to be a roommate, etc. Because there are ways to fight, and we fight improperly. I taught you guys how to fight with your husband and how to fight with your wife. It's really easy. There's ways where you could fight and then be done with the fight and still look like the winner. I mean, there's an art to it without ticking somebody off that they want to turn around and kill you. There's ways to do this. And we don't even talk about this. We don't even think about it. I mean, look how many domestic disputes happen. And people have, they're raging, there's hormones raging, there's withdrawal, there's alcohol in the picture, there's drugs. It's some scary stuff. And I remember when I was getting married with my husband, there was, in our temple, I think there were classes that would, that you would take before you got married. And I'm like, you know, my wedding dress is white and I don't need to take any classes. No, I don't know what I said. I didn't take the classes and I kind of wish I did because I didn't know how to be a wife. I mean, I knew how to be a girlfriend and not a very good one because I was a medical student at the time. So I hardly saw him. And, you know, I didn't make him feel like he was the world, which, you know, a lot of guys like to feel like. And I was kind of, you know, I took him for granted a lot. Then all of a sudden I'm married and I'm like, look, I got to go and work a 36-hour shift, so see ya. Nobody can prepare for marriage or for a roommate or for a living situation. You think you can, you know? In fact, there's now these hotel rooms that people are going to, share with strangers. There's a new, travel website where if you can't afford a hotel room in Las Vegas or Seattle or L.A. or New York where it could be pretty expensive, you could, have a roommate and split the cost of the hotel room. I mean, how do you know who you're living with? You may think you know the person even if you don't. So, I don't know. I think we really, really need to urge some sort of anger management, ways to fight, etc. But he got drunk and it went bad. It went very, very bad in this case. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. When we come back, Bill Cosby has spoken or broken his silence since the first time he was arrested and charged. And let's talk about how to get the weight off and how to get you guys off smoking. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
All I I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so we got a lot to talk about. Many of you guys have decided that this year, or the first week of this year, you are going to really, really stick to your New Year's resolution. I already gave up on mine, so I'm just going to right now look towards 2017. Okay, it was too hard. But for those of you guys that aren't quitters like I am, and I'm a quitter, I know I am. I have no problems admitting it. This no carb thing really stinks. I don't want to do no carbs, just less. But I've already eaten this morning a tamale, two pieces of chocolate, and a half a bagel. I mean, what's wrong with me? Come on. Really? It's the first week. Gosh. I'm a doctor. And even though, I always tell you guys to do good things for your health, just because I may not be healthy doesn't mean that you guys have an excuse. So do as I say and not as I do. Now, I don't smoke. So it's very easy for me, then, to tell you guys not to smoke. It's not very easy for you guys to hear because I'm a non-smoker. What do I know about nicotine addiction? I don't. I only know what I learned and what my patients tell me. I have no idea how difficult it is to try to get off smoking, which is why, again, for Southern Nevada, we have the New Year, New Lung program we're doing with Steinberg Diagnostic, American Lung Association, and the Southern Nevada Health District. So go to my website at drdahlia.com. It's free. Give us your information. I want to know how much you've smoked and what you've tried. You don't even have to give your real name if you don't want to. All right, I just want to be here to help. And we'll have a kickoff event, and we'll get you guys more information on that. But, this is tough, okay? Our health does come first, okay? I know, if you notice, New Year's resolutions is not to make more money, okay? I mean, that's not what's going to make you happier or keep you here on this earth longer. Well, I mean, maybe in some cases. It's usually about your health. And we peter out. The first week or two, we're done. Look, I kicked my New Year's resolutions the first day. And that's not the way it should be. And I think a big mistake a lot of us do is we set goals way too high. So for example, okay, I would love to lose 30 pounds. I really would. And I think I would look really, really sexy. I know some of you guys are like, wait, Dahlia, only 30? Shut up. 30. If I could lose 30 pounds. Now, if I set my goal that I would lose all 30 by the end of January, there's no way. And even if I did, that weight's not going to stick. So what you need to do is you need to come up with smaller goals that you can attain, because if you hit that goal, you're going to be more motivated to hit the next goal. Okay? So what I would do is, if you want to lose 30 pounds as your New Year's resolution, split it up. Say, I'm going to lose 5 pounds by the end of January. Now, 5 pounds in a month is doable. It is doable. No, you could do it. No Xanax. You could do it. Okay? You could do it. You could lose 5 pounds in one. What about smoking? Okay, I'm going to be teaching a lot of you guys when we do this New Year, New Lung program, how cold turkey seems to be the best. But many of you guys, you're not ready for cold turkey. It just won't work. Then what about making the goal, if you're a two-pack-a-day smoker, to cutting back by, maybe 3 cigarettes by the next week? If we could get you in 1 week to go down by 3 cigarettes, that could be pretty damn good. How many puffs or drags is each cigarette? Anywhere from, 10 to 20? Okay? What if I tell you to smoke it, do 3 puffs, and then put it out? Okay? Yeah, maybe you're going through a whole pack, but you're smoking less. There's a lot of little things we could do. There's a lot of little tricks. But the moral to that is, pick a goal that you could do. Okay? It's hard. It is really, really hard. Okay. Another thing that we do wrong is we keep saying to stop doing this, okay? Like, my New Year's resolution was to stop eating carbs. Wrong. If I want to lose weight and I want to, stop eating carbs, why don't I look at the more positive? Why don't I add things? So, for example, one of the smartest things you could do to try to lose weight is to add more water to your diet. All right, before I eat dinner, my New Year's resolution is, before I eat a meal, I'm going to drink a whole glass of water. And luck of the draw, it's going to fill you up, coincidentally, okay, make you less hungry. Same thing with smoking. Okay, what I'm going to do to quit smoking is I'm going to add more fruits and vegetables to my diet. I'm going to grab a carrot stick now 5 times a day. Instead of grabbing a cigarette, I'm going to grab a carrot stick. And I know that's easier said than done. Trust me, I don't like to sit there and chew on carrot sticks either. I would rather chew on a Kit Kat bar, but that's me. But, you see, talk about the positives. What are you going to add? What are you going to do as a positive? Okay, well, I'm going to increase more exercise. Don't talk about you losing weight. Your losing weight should not be a New Year's resolution. What your New Year's resolution should be is, I'm going to eat more vegetables and I'm going to do 10 minutes more of exercise a day. You see how that's a positive? And that's a much easier way to tackle things, okay? Another thing that we really, really need to do is clean out the kitchen. Okay, a lot of us have a bunch of crap in the kitchen. When you don't have it in the house, you're better. Now, some of you guys have told me, and I know some of you guys are on the phone line, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. One of you wants me to talk about how to win a fight with your wife. I'll talk about that later. Let me get through these first, okay? Yeah, you guys are more interested in winning the fights. Come on, talk about New Year's resolutions. Okay, I'll tell you how to fight with your wife later, but let's get through this first. Okay, now you got me all distracted and discombobulated. Some of you say because you got rid of all the sugar and you want something sweet, you start going to the wine or you go out and go for ice cream. Okay, I mean, know your limitations. You can be honest with yourself. If you need to have something sweet, if not, you're going to make an ice cream run, then, you know, let me give you some suggestions. Okay, get some grapes, get some blueberries, freeze them. Put them in the freezer. You could pop them like candy. Your body has no idea it's fruit. When you eat something like that, it tastes like you're eating candy. Okay, freeze some grapes. It's a brilliant thing to do, and this way you're not getting real, real bad sugar. Okay? And plan for your cravings, whether you're smoking or whether you eat too much. Okay? Be prepared that you are going to go to the fridge or you are going to go to the glove box in my car. Has a stash of chocolate. Don't break into my car, though, please. And so what you need to do is you need to be prepared for that. So, for example, if you're a smoker, I want the most disgusting lung picture put on, I guess, I don't know, at your desk at work or, in your glove box if you smoke in your car, that kind of thing, so that it reminds you, you know what, I could pass. Another thing you could do, although I know many of you guys don't want anybody to see, is, you know, take a picture of yourself where you're not doing a sexy selfie, but, you know, it shows your weight. And have that picture right there on the refrigerator or right there on your glove box where your snacks are. And when you see the picture of what you look like, and I know you're like, nah, you know what, that was taken 5 hours ago. I don't look like that anymore. Yeah, you do. All right, and then you'll hopefully not reach for the goodie. Okay, change up your workouts. A lot of you guys work out and you go to the gym, and I'm proud of you guys. The gyms are going to be packed, okay? And I was talking to John Traynor from News 3 today, and, you know, he said, you just see, I mean, you know, you see a lot of camaraderie at the gym, but everybody's going to the gym. They're going to be packed. It's true, but then it starts to peter out in a couple months, he says. And, you know, why is that? Why do you guys peter out when it comes to exercising? Because you don't see your goals, all right? Many of you guys will start working out like crazy and you'll gain weight. Okay, and it's not so much the weight of the muscle. It's because your body is a little bit in shock. Your body's like, wait a second. She hasn't gotten off on the couch in 3 years, and all of a sudden now she's exercising. Everybody hold the phone. We're going to store up energy. Let's slow down the metabolism until we figure out what's going on. And your job is to ride that out, okay? Because you will. Your weight won't budge the first week or two you're working out heavy. And then you get all disappointed. Ride it out. You'll start to see the weight loss after a while. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials.
special.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3713. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now. 605-477-3713. Now you can listen to Dr. Dahlia when you want. Bookmark the Dr. Dahlia 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3713. Got it? Call 605-477-3713.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Although I thought I talked about a lot of stimulating things. Apparently, the only thing that stimulated a response from my listeners is you wanted me to talk about how to fight with your wife. Okay, I mean, I thought you'd be more interested in the smoking cessation or the dieting, but I guess you want to know how to fight with your wife. I mean, I'm no expert in marriage. I've been married 19 years. Okay, I mean, I'm sure my husband wants to leave me one day, but he hasn't yet. So I think I'm more of an expert on how to keep him hooked, maybe. But I think I'm really good. If I was good at anything in America, no, not the sex. No, I definitely can't even take any credit for any of that being good. But I have to say on my end, but I have to say I'm really good at knowing how to fight. Okay, and it's not because I'm a woman. Okay, you guys are at a disadvantage, okay? But you're actually much better at fighting than you get credit for, okay? Maybe it's because I think like a guy a lot of times, but there's an art to fighting so it doesn't have to end up in divorce. And you really need to know your partner. You really need to know your partner and what makes them tick, okay? When I first got married to my husband, it was all about proving that I was right because I wanted to prevent future fights. So in the beginning, I mean, like a lawyer would, I brought all the arguments, okay? I brought up his mother. I would bring up everything from the past to prove my case, and I realized that didn't work because the more I tried to prove I was right, the more I tried to prove that I was the quote-unquote smart one in this particular situation, it just made him fight more. Okay? And same thing, you know, a lot of, you know, guys, they're like, you know, look, she's wrong. She is so wrong, and the only way to end this fight is to prove to her that she's wrong. Let me just tell you something about marriage or couples, okay? Even if we know we're wrong, we don't care, okay? And we're not going to remember how wrong we were a year ago when something like this happened. I don't go, oh, I made a wrong decision about that car purchase, so I'm going to shut up and let my husband handle it. No, that's not going to work. I'm going to still put in my 2 cents. So what I suggest you do is whenever you're fighting with each other, okay, take a step back from the situation and watch. First of all, be quiet. Let the other person go on their rant, okay, because they will. There's a lot of people that have to have BFs. You guys know what a BF is. Right? It's kind of, it rhymes with witch fit. Okay? Guys and girls, they like to go into their BF. Let them go into their BF. Let them do it. You don't want to instigate them. Okay? Now remember, all rules out the door. If God forbid you think you're about to get hit, or you think someone's going to get hit, or someone's going to get hurt, just get the hell out of the house, or call the authorities, or whatever. Okay? But we're talking about verbal fights. Okay? First of all, sit there and be quiet. And while you're sitting there and being quiet, assess the situation. Try to figure out why they're mad. Now, a lot of you guys are like, I don't know, she's just gone cray-cray. No, okay, that's not, no, okay, you need to do a little bit more homework, okay? Why are they mad? Does it even have anything to do with the toilet seat? Does it have anything to do with, you know, her spending money? I mean, what is it that is causing your spouse to go into this big BF? Now, sometimes you have no idea that it's something you did a week or two ago. All right? And so getting the partner to communicate what it is, okay? One thing you could do, which is very, very effective, if you're a guy or a girl, okay? Very, very effective, is go, number one, I hear you. Whenever you say, I hear you, okay? A lot of times they'll stop and go, yeah. Okay, and they'll stop and listen to you because remember, okay, they're tuning you out when they're mad. Okay? Go, I hear you. Okay? Let's simplify this. And tell me what you're mad about. Well, I'm mad about this, and your mother keeps calling, and this. Okay, I want to write them, and don't look like you're being facetious. Just, I want to enumerate them, okay, in a sentence, because I want to fix this. I want to fix this. I don't want us fighting. I love you. You know, Dr. Dahlia, you're like the sexiest thing in my life, okay? Okay, that'll work for me. I mean, look, I love you, and the last thing I want to do is spend any minute of the day fighting with you. Life's too precious, so let's break this down, okay? Because I can't fix it if I don't know what I did wrong or you think I did wrong or what is wrong. Okay, well, we never have any money, okay? Okay. Okay, we never have any money. Is that it? Because we're going to then sit down and we're going to figure out what is going on with the money situation. We'll come up with a budget, well, whatever. Well, we always have to spend time with your family. Okay, let's talk about that. You're upset that we're always with the family. Now, if you are hot-headed and you go, well, we have to spend time with your mom, that's not going to work. It's just going to escalate it. And let's say she's wrong. Let's say you guys have to spend more time with her mother than they have to do with your mother. All right? Go, you want to know what? I'm glad you brought that up. Validate that some of the points they're bringing up are very important for your relationship. So if she is bringing up how the in-laws are an issue, okay, validate by going, you want to know what? Our nucleus comes first right now. So we should have a conversation about how we're going to handle family and friends and the holidays, etc. I think that's worth a conversation. You're right. Now, I mean, hopefully by then, I mean, they don't think you're patronizing or anything like that, and they've calmed down a little bit, but show you are interested in talking to her. One thing that really, really ticks me off when I'm fighting with my husband is him not realizing the gravity of the situation, okay? You know, like, for example, it was Shaky Boo's birthday, and I wanted to have a birthday party for Shaky Boo. Shaky Boo's a little kitty cat, okay? And Corey didn't really want anything, any part of it. He's like, what, huh? And he just doesn't seem to care like I do about the kitty cats. Okay, and, you know, and so apathy is probably the worst weapon out there in a marriage or in a relationship. Okay, and then finally he learned to go, you know what? I love the cats just as much as you. Whatever you want to do for the cats is fine. If you want to spend a bunch of money doing a birthday party for the stupid cat. What? For the cat? I said for the cat. I didn't say stupid cat. Fine by me. All right, good. And the fight was over. But I mean, talking about more serious stuff, you being apathetic. Now, a lot of times that kind of works. I mean, when you're trying to you know, shoot little BBs and then you start to escalate to missiles and then bombs. Sometimes not insulting them or calling them, you know, you're just like your mother or things like that. Sometimes one of the biggest nuclear bombs you could do is, I don't really care. I couldn't care less. That could really, really hurt. So again, we're not trying to drop bombs, okay? What we're trying to do is we're trying to realize what is it that they want. Now, you already won the fight. Okay? To yourself. To yourself and all your imaginary friends that are watching you, you won. When it's a fight between you and her, or you and him, okay, you don't have to prove to them that you won the fight. It's not going to do anything for future fights. So just to yourself go, I won. I'm the victor. Now, what could I do to look like we could, you know, okay, I mean, get that out of your head. Stop trying to win the fight, okay? You won. The fact that you didn't give in and you didn't go into your own BF is good. Okay? Now, they may get mad that you're not yelling. Why aren't you ever mad about anything? Why aren't you ever emotional about anything? And I go, well, you know, the things I care about are this, 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 and this. And, yeah, I do get mad. You know? I mean, you being hurt, that makes me mad. I'm very, very frustrated right now that you're hurt. And I want to make this better. It's just, I'm just not yelling and screaming. Are you accusing me of yelling and screaming? I mean, you got to be careful what you say. But, and again, it's difficult for everybody. I watch people fight in my office all the time. And they really do things wrong. I'm like, come on, people, come on. Okay, you can do this right. So, bring it down. And also, find out what you want. What is your goal? Okay? Is your goal, you know, that you want the in-laws completely out of your life? Because that's an unrealistic goal. But is the reason why you got mad because you don't want to spend another New Year's with the in-laws? If that's it, then attack that. I mean, not attack, but, you know, strategize. So there's a lot of different things you can do, okay? We'll talk more about this later in the month. You guys have a great rest of the day. God bless.
Hang me down in a little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
Take me down to the little white church. As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With energy-enhanced One World Way, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use energy-enhanced One World Way for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make energy-enhanced One World Way a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.